All right, Church, thank you for checking in today. I'm talking to you today some more about our series, Overcoming Evil with Good. It is based on Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is like part 7 or 10 or something. I forget how many we've done so far. The first half of the commando is don't be overcome by evil. And that's we've covered that several different angles on that topic. It's the first half of this command. Don't be overcome by evil. Don't allow sin to take root in your life in any kind of way. All right? The second half, overcome evil with good, means do good things, righteous things in the name of Jesus to the point where you overcome evil. It's a command. The command is not to go on allowing evil to happen on your watch. As long as you don't participate in it, it's okay that it's there. No, it's not what it says. It doesn't say that as long as other people are doing evil stuff, you should just go along and get along, compromise. Doesn't say that. It says you should love your enemies. Does not say you should let your enemies continue doing evil stuff. It says to overcome evil with good. All right? That's a command. We've looked at it a few times. And I want to talk today about lawsuits. Can a Christian, should a Christian, are there any reasons why a Christian should or whatever be involved in a lawsuit? Is that ever a righteous thing to do or not? And the Bible is pretty clear on this, that that is basically your last-ditch effort. It's not a wrong effort, and it depends on who your lawsuit is against. It does say that you should not do lawsuits against other believers, like within your church. Don't sue your own church, stuff like that. You work it out. Wouldn't you rather be wronged? He says, isn't that better than winning a lawsuit? But does that mean that all lawsuits are always only wrong? No. Okay, while you're on your way to court with your enemy, try to strike a deal. It's your last effort. It's your last ditch thing, but it's not wrong. We have a justice system in this country. Every country that I'm aware of does. Is a justice system bad? Should we not have one? No, we should definitely have one. The way our country works, the justice system works through the courts. Does that mean they're bad because courts exist? No. No, it means that they're good and they have a good purpose. Does that mean everything a justice system does in a court is good? No, it doesn't. Our justice system, sadly, is corrupt. But that doesn't mean that everything in it is always corrupt. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't try to fix it. You should overcome evil with good. If you see corruption, you should fix that. You should get it dealt with. All right? So should you join a lawsuit against your own school district? Should you file one? That's a completely legitimate question to ask. It's happening all over the place right now. Should you join a lawsuit against your employer for trying to fire you for not getting a vaccine according to the government's made-up mandate? Is that okay? These are the questions people are asking. I believe the answer is yes, under certain circumstances and done the right way. One, try to do it without a lawsuit. Talk to the people, go to the school board, email, talk to the superintendent, talk to your boss, go to your HR manager, talk to them reasonably. Don't go in yelling at them, cursing, threatening them. Don't act like that. Don't do that. Don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. Go in one-on-one if possible. If not possible, email them one-on-one. Call them one-on-one. Do as direct of a personal connection as you can get, because somewhere on the other end of this policy is a person. And if you can talk to that person, and you're a person, you might be able to make some progress there without needing to throw around things like lawsuits and lawyers and whatever. That's your last-ditch effort. So, don't get into lawsuits unless you've attempted this. Have you gone to the school board meetings? Have you voiced your concerns in a respectful, polite way? In a God-fearing way? In a not an evil way, but an overcome evil with good kind of way. Remind them of who they are. Remind them of why your neighbors and your community matter and all this. Talk to them on those points. Talk to your boss. Ask them, have I ever been a bad employee? Have I ever done anything wrong? Do I show up for work every day? You're a Christian, right? You have a sincerely held personal belief in showing up at work and doing a great job every day, right? And you've been doing that. So talk to your boss and ask them and or her, whatever, and say, hey, can I just keep this? Sorry, I don't know if you guys can hear my phone. It is just jingling like nuts right now. It's actually somebody who is concerned about her children. Okay, different topic and their education. But where was I? Sorry about that. Phone started jingling. Have you been a good employee? Are your children good students at school? Are you a troublemaker at work that they're gonna fire you anyway because you're a punk? Like, no, I hope not. Talk to them personally and say, listen, I've never hurt anybody. I'm happy to work here as long as you'll let me work here. I won't come in when I'm sick, because that's, you know, what you do. And I'd love to keep working here. Can I work here? Just talk to them personally, if they'll let you. Email them, call them, leave a message, whatever. If possible, don't go the legal route, all right? But if there is a legal route, and there is, use it. Use the legal system for good. Don't just let people steamroll straight over the legal system and force your boss to fire you against when the boss doesn't even want to. Force your school board and your school administrator to do bad things to your children that they didn't want to do either, just because the government said to. If the legal system is being leapfrogged straight over, use the legal system, stand up for what is right, and use it for what is right by all means. If possible, go without it. If possible, if the governor answers your email and you have a direct line to him and he'll listen to you, then go that route by all means. And when it's time to vote, make sure you show up and make sure you remember what's going on and you stop voting for socialists. Don't do it. Stop doing it. And make sure you do vote, and make sure you vote for somebody that beats them. Win, all right? But in the meantime, here we are. This is the situation that we're in. So is it okay to join a lawsuit against your school district? Yes, if you've done everything else right, and if the lawsuit is right. Meaning, don't base your lawsuit on falsehoods. Don't exaggerate what the teacher did or said or made your daughter cry. If the teacher separated them off in their own separate room and got in there and started intimidating them alone and made them cry, absolutely file that lawsuit, because that's wrong and you need to win, overcome evil with good. Again, call the administrator, see if they'll do anything about it. They didn't do anything about it. They're not changing their ways. They're locked in. Man, you better do it. You better stand up for your little ones. You'd be wrong not to, all right? If your boss is going to fire you, he's also going to fire a lot of other people. There's a lot of other people in the same position. All it takes is one or two to stand up and say, guys, listen, we don't have to just, this is wrong, this is bad. We don't have to just let it happen. Overcome it with good. Don't just compromise, don't just quit, don't fall asleep, wake up, all right? It's the right thing to do if you do it right. So get on board with it. You can join others too. Listen, you might have been vaccinated and you might be all covered and your job is not at risk. Well, if you see evil going on, and it's evil to fire people who haven't done anything wrong, who are great coworkers, they show up every day and you work right alongside them every day right up until this mandate came out. And now all of a sudden you're enemies and you want them fired? Come on. What changed? Nothing changed. A bully came on TV and said, oh, you have to fire these people now. And you're just going to join the bully just because he said so? No. You're going to stand up with your coworker, with your neighbor, because that's the right thing to do. Even if it doesn't affect you, even if you're not vaccinated, even if it doesn't affect you and your job's not under threat, you stand with your coworkers anyway, all right? Don't allow that division to come in. There was a school board meeting last week. People on in the community believe in masks and others don't. Then it's perfectly fine. You're allowed to disagree on that. The only argument is should we bully and force everyone to do one side of it? Nobody's forcing you you're not allowed to wear them. Why are you forcing us saying we have to? That was the core of the argument. And whole bunch of people in that auditorium not wearing masks because they didn't want to and they aren't sick. So they don't need to, and it's common sense. And you know what? A month ago, there's a whole bunch in there without masks, and a month ago it was fine. This month is suddenly scary and bad, and they're getting picked on and harassed tormented by other people who believe in the mask, who are sitting in the same room wearing one with people not wearing one. All day long at school, everybody has to wear one. You come after school, and it's perfectly fine not to, but they're going to be mad at you, and they're still sitting beside each other. If they're really that scared of it, they wouldn't have come in and sat there with all these unclean, maskless people. It's not about fear. It's clearly not about health. It's clearly about bullying. If they were actually worried about it, they would have sat far away. They wouldn't. There's all these maskless people. We better not be in here. But no. The only thing that changed was the governor came out with an order. Only thing that changed. Don't allow that to divide you from your neighbors. Don't allow it to happen. Don't participate in it. Join together. Join the lawsuit and say, listen, I believe in masks and vaccines, and these people don't. But they're innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. They're not spreading anything. They're not sick. And you can't just fire my coworkers, and you can't just send my neighbor's children off and segregate them and deprive them of their education. Can't do it. I'm with them. I stand together. You can do that. And they file a lawsuit. You can't be in the lawsuit because it didn't affect you, but you can help them. You can financially support them. You can show up as a witness or whatever. All right? Join it. It's the right thing to do if it's done right. So do it right. Don't be overcome by evil. Overcome evil with good. Do it right. Okay? The legal system is there to protect innocent people. That's what it exists for. So use it. If you don't use it to protect innocent people, you're part of the problem. All right? We have a justice system. If only the unjust use it, it will be an injustice system. If the righteous and just people use it, we can use it for good, and we should, and it's right, and it will protect so many others. One person doing the right thing protects so many others. One restaurant, Taste of Sicily last year, got all the restaurants open. One senator, Doug Mastriano, what a blessing you live next door to him. Not next door, but in his district. One got the reopened Pennsylvania rallies happening, got us to green phase so much faster. One courageous person. All right, working together draws crowds. And it's not just one, it becomes crowds. They get it done. All right, get it done. Overcome evil with good. We'll talk about some more of this tomorrow. God bless.